And Bing, lots of folks know who you are through Eastern Floral, especially yesterday being Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And you have an affiliate called Bouquet that's at Modiv. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, allow me to just kind of answer the first question, the previous question about
Absolutely.
The retail center concept. Mm-hmm. I think it is the model for urban downtown redevelopment for retail. Because it's not only an incubator, because that's what you mentioned, because there are young companies there, but there are also some very old, solid companies like Wolverine, like Hayworth. Even Eastern Floral is a 60-some-year-old company. But these are young, passionate entrepreneurs, like Abby is here with us today. There's several of those companies and owners in the building, and they do a great job. And we just need to make sure that people understand and know all of these shops, owners, and as well as the products they carry. Bouquet by Eastern Floral is a concept that we thought about promoting because we also know that in our industry, things are evolving and changing. And we love this concept because what we're finding is that we're finding a niche market in the downtown area. You know, downtown Grand Rapids is growing in terms of residents. I mean, there's a lot more condos being sold, a lot more people living in downtown Grand Rapids. There's a lot of other retail shops coming. And the greater the mix of retail that we find in downtown Grand Rapids, you know, the more traffic that we will bring to downtown Grand Rapids. And that's really exciting. And so, our Bouquet by Eastern Floral, what we do is we try to create a more European feel, European style of arrangements that people can take home to their offices. We have regular customers now who come in and say, you know what, I want to pick something home to my condo. Or I'm going to the office and I want to bring a little bit of a small arrangement to put on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful niche market, and the greatest compliment I've heard from someone even yesterday when we were really busy, someone came in and said, you know, this whole area, this whole Modiv retail center feels like New York.
Yeah. I agree, and you definitely got that vibe in there. So what attracted each of you to the Modiv concept?
Well, for me as a small business, definitely the budget and the size. I can be in there and not have to have a staff of people working for me, and it's a good place to grow. To talk about, though, what I didn't realize I was getting into, two things, was the sense of family in the space. We can all run across the street, grab a coffee, and watch each other's space and just kind of be there for each other for that. And then also the sense of the regular customer, I had no idea that was going to happen. And we have customers that come in, we know their dogs' names. It's such a sense of community that I didn't even expect to happen.
Sure.
It's really neat.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's great. You know, we do. We get to know them, you know, our clients by name, and they come in just to say hello when they're not in there shopping. And that is, that's where it's engaging and truly being part of a community. And I think that's one of the, you know, to answer your question from a Wolverine perspective, it was to take that extra step in making even more of an impactful commitment to downtown Grand Rapids to help grow and foster the development of downtown shopping. I think that's why we're here, is trying to find ways to continue to bring new businesses down here, new shopping down here, and have more of a destination than just bars and restaurants, which are phenomenal because we've got a lot of things going on with the theaters and the arts programs that we have and now shopping as that continues to develop. And so I think that's really is a big commitment out from Wolverine's perspective. Is we want to help foster that development, right? And at the same time, we want to be, you know, I don't know, like I said, it's kind of a museum in itself when you go through and you look at the fixtures that we have that come from the tannery in Rockford before we, you know, we took it down, we salvaged and we reclaimed all of those fixtures in there.
Sure.
So even down to the wood shelving were support beams in the tannery. It's pretty spectacular that we're able to do that, and it's a great story not only to be able to have, but to see people go and look at some of our old posters and advertisements and just hear the stories of pointing out, you know, oh man, I remember having those shoes when I was a kid.
Yeah, I really enjoyed seeing that when I was in there. It really brought back memories.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to be able to do that. So, you know, I think it's also important to talk about some of the other people that we have in there. You know, we've got such a variety of businesses in there. And I think that really they all complement each other. You know, we've got somebody that designs wedding dresses as well as some other clothing, but her specialty is wedding dresses at View Design. Shannon's spectacular. I mean, mm-hmm. she does amazing work. We've got Chai Boutique, who is the one that I mentioned earlier, that she's had that larger space in the past. And she loved the fact that, you know what, she's got a more, she does the same business, if not more, in the smaller space that she did when she had the larger space. And she does like the support system that we have in each other.
Sure.
C Prime continues to develop every day. As I look at when they first started nearly 2 months ago, they continue to bring new products that they're offering to the customers, which is pretty amazing.